Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Live from Yankee Stadium, Evan and Tiki here until 7:25. We all have moments in our sports life where something happens and you will never forget where you are. And you'll never forget the emotions that were running through your body. I take you back to the bottom of the first inning last night at a jam-packed Yankee Stadium. Personally, I was very confused. I didn't know where to go. Standing room, I thought would be enjoyable. It wasn't. I had nowhere to stand. So I finally planted myself in front of the Great Hall. For those that have been to Yankee Stadium, you know what the Great Hall is. For those that don't, it's this giant screen in the Great Hall, the big giant hall entrance when you enter Yankee Stadium. And so it's like a great spot to watch the game. They also pump in the sound of John Sterling and Susan Waldman. So I'm standing there with my scorebook, minding my own business, as Gleyber Torres lofts a fly ball to right field. And I saw something, and Tiki, thousands of baseball games I've watched, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Thousands. Maybe millions. Maybe it gets to a million. I saw something that not only have I never seen before, when I saw it happen, and I apologize if this offends you, I'm just telling you how I felt, caused uncontrollable laughter from me as I saw it. I then started recording it, even tweeted it out, sent it to Sean. I was like, did you just see this? And for those that didn't get to hear it, I take you back to last night. And this is what I heard in the Great Hall at Yankee Stadium. John Sterling and Susan Waldman describing the now identified Austin Capo Bianco trying to literally grab a baseball out of Mookie Betts' glove. And this was brilliant. Take a listen.
You can see it. He's got his glove in his hand. The fan in the Yankee uniform is prying the ball out of Mookie's glove. This guy should be kicked out of this game.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my goodness.
He's allowed a route, and that's all. I couldn't agree more.
He physically opened up Mookie's glove as he was trying to get the glove back. You don't want to lose your glove. And he took the ball out of his glove.
So there's one away, and here's Juan Soto.
Oh, my.
And the pitch is high. I've seen people go for baseballs before. Have I ever in my 40-odd years of broadcasting baseball? I've never seen that.
I've never seen that.
Nope.
Take the ball out of a player's glove?
So, first of all, kudos to John and Susan, because I think they brilliantly described one of the most unusual scenes I have ever seen in baseball.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I feel really guilty, because all I could do was laugh. I'm watching this, and I'm like, what the hell did I just see? Did that guy with the face, I mean, what a face this guy has, a face a mom would love, with the squishy face, and he's just like, give me the ball.
What instinctually makes you want to do that? I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm dumbfounded by what I saw.
Last night, this is the official statement from the New York Yankees. Last night, 2 fans were ejected from Yankee Stadium for egregious and unacceptable physical contact with Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts. The safety and security of players, fans, and stadium staff is the foundational element of every event held at Yankee Stadium, and it cannot be compromised. That's why they were kicked out and, I think, banned.
Well, so they had to be kicked out, all right? Once I stopped laughing like a hyena, I realized, oh my God, these guys need to be ejected from the game.
Yes.
And then I started to be sympathetic for Mookie Betts because I'm like, this poor guy could have had his shoulder ripped off. So I have these same emotions, and yet I started watching the replay on my phone again, mm-hmm. and I started laughing like a child because...
Why is it funny?
Because it was so freaking weird. Like, it was so weird to see this guy with his face, that squishy face, where he's got that look. That look, I mean, I want to say this as respectfully as I can. Like, it was like I was looking at Sean Morash.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
Because it felt like Morash the Yankee fan doing whatever he can to help the team, no matter how dirty it is. It's like watching pro wrestling. Like, you're going to do whatever it takes, as dirty and cheap as it is. So, a part of me was like, I need to watch this. I spent the next three innings analyzing the video over and over again. I'm analyzing, wait a second, he's grabbing the glove while simultaneously
he's trying to open the glove.
Yeah. He's like a football player. I mean, he's like, I'm trying to force a fumble.
I give Mookie Betts credit for just catching it. There's like all these hands in his way. I mean, he got the glove on ball.
It was unbelievable.
Guys have their hats out there.
There's a guy wearing the sliding guard.
Yeah. What the heck is he doing?
There's a guy wearing the sliding guard like he's about to suit up. This was, I'm telling you, the most comical, bizarre thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And as I'm trying to compose myself, I'm like, all right, Evan, well, what the hell's your opinion on this guy? Like, is he a hero or is he a jackass? So I am here to tell you, after a day of thinking about it, after a day of kind of composing myself, this guy's the biggest jackass Major League Baseball's ever seen. Because then I read his quote. Anthony Capobianco, who, by the way, grew up and was friends with Rob Gronkowski, which has been revealed. That Gronk and him went to college together, which is all you need to know.
That is not true.
I swear, Gronk said it. Gronk said, and he's not surprised by the actions. He's like, Capobianco will do whatever it takes to help the Yankees. Listen to this quote from Capobianco. We always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to get out of our way to attack. We're not going to go out of our way to attack. If it's in our area, we're going to D up. Someone defends, someone knocks the ball, we talk about it, we're willing to do this. So this is where Capobianco lost me, okay? This is when I went from laughing hyena, this is funny, to screw this guy. If you're telling me in the moment, look, spur of the moment, I didn't know what to do. Is a ball coming my way? It's like Bartman.
He didn't even get the ball. That's the bad thing.
I know, he failed because Mookie's great. But he's admitting that him and his jackass friend have been game planning this for years.
I love it.
So I'm sorry. You lost me, Capo. I mean, you lost me on this one. You've been waiting all these years for a right fielder so you could try to, like, break their arm and knock the ball loose. And then, by the way, Capo, what do you think's going to happen next? I mean, do you think, like, Richie Garcia is going to say, oh, that's foul ball?
Right.
No! They're going to catch you. A, it's going to be an out, so you really didn't help the team, moron. And then B, you're going to get thrown out of the building after you spent a fortune to sit there. So, I've turned on Capo. What a moron.
Is he banned?
So
is he banned, or is he just not? Is he banned for the season?
So, here's what we've got before Sean defends him, because Sean loves this guy, all right?
What we
got is that they were escorted out of the building, which is a no-brainer.
Of course.
Susan and John said it yesterday.
Same thing happened in L.A. when, you know, the fan interference.
Yes. He gets escorted out of the building. He's then interviewed by Jesse Rogers, because let's make this... I'm sorry, I'm tripping. Let's make this... Dude, I can't get over this. Let's make him a celebrity. And then MLB goes to the Yankees and says, you're banning this guy. So my understanding is he is not allowed in the building tonight. He's getting refunded his ticket price.
For tonight,
but I have a feeling it's a one-day thing. And come next year, he'll be allowed in the building.
Yeah, because he's a Yankee season ticket holder.
Correct.
And MLB takes over the ballpark, essentially, during the World Series.
Yes.
During the entire postseason.
I think you're right.
So they take over every aspect of it.
But you know what Capo needs to do? Capobianco guy? And I don't know how much money he makes, so I hate to count someone else's money. He's got to fly to L.A. He's got to push the envelope. Now, I think he's a jackass, and I think that even admitting...
But he's not going to be able to sit right on the third baseline rail.
No, but it's...
I mean, not first baseline rail.
You're never going to get that seat, but it's a power move to at least be back in the building. Till I'd show up to Game 6 of the World Series, if there is a game.
But that's being risky, because Major League Baseball is likely going to put you on, I don't know, instant... facial recognition.
You think they're
going to
Dolan facial recognition?
100%.
They tried that in the National Series with the girl that flashed her, you know, up court, and then she ended up finding her way back into a stadium.
Yeah, but did they put her on facial recognition technology?
We didn't need facial recognition technology.
I'm just telling you, it's a bit like that. Facial recognition is everywhere.
Yeah.
We have to do it now to go onto the field for football games. So every week, I have to walk by this little camera. It recognizes my face and says, "Hello, welcome, Tiki. You're cleared."
Wow.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a credential and everything, but you don't even need the credential.
So you think if he tries to go to Dodger Stadium, he will be caught based on the facial recognition?
I think facial recognition technology will find him.
And those seats in L.A. are available for about $2,000 a
ticket. Wow, he's got to buy them. That's what I would do. If I'm Capo Bianco.
How are those seats available?
Because the thing about SeatGeek and the secondary market take is everybody like lists their tickets, and then they're like, "Hey, if some jackass pays it,
everybody
I'll sell
has
it."
A price.
Right, but that could be the. I mean, this could be the closeout game, but that could be the closeout game.
But if it gets back to LA, I think Dodger fans have given up. I think that's.
They'll stop.
They're not giving up.
That's
ridiculous.
That's gonna be a hot. This is gonna be hot as this ticket was.
No doubt. So, what's your feeling on Capo Bianco? Sean?
All right. So before everybody kills me on this,
yeah.
Nobody should ever grab a player or a person's wrist and twist it and try to break their wrist. So I want to make that statement out there before anything else.
That's my only problem with it.
Yeah, okay. Beyond that, all right, when you are a fan and you show up to a big game, you also have a job and an obligation. That's to help your team win. Usually it's with noise. Usually it's with cheering. Getting up on third downs in the NFL. I was always under the impression in Major League Baseball that when a ball comes into my seat and my territory, I got the rights to the ball.
You can try to catch it. You can't rip it out of the guy's glove.
Okay. Now, when the ball pops up in the air and you're the one sitting in that right field seat, Capo Bianco, it's not like in L.A. or even when Jeffrey Mayer reached over. To me, I'm fighting for that ball. You're thinking, how good is camera work here? Crowd of guys around me. I want to make sure I dislodge this ball, and who knows what happens. Maybe the Dodgers get screwed out of it. No, Evan. Don't show me.
The ball is in his glove.
The ball is in and closed.
Evan,
it's like a perfect
but
catch.
But if he pries it and pops it loose, we complain every single day and every single week on every sport about how bad officiating is and how bad calls get missed. How does Capo Bianco know in real time, if I pop this loose, that they're not going to get screwed? The Dodgers could have gotten screwed, even if it's a 10% chance. He laid it all out there for the Yankees. And you know what else he did?
Yeah, what else?
Now, tonight, for the rest of last night, you know what Mookie Betts has to think twice about in the corner? Am I going to have my wrist pulled out? My ball pulled out? So, again, he didn't break a beer bottle over Mookie Betts' head, all right? He didn't throw beer at him. He didn't do it. Again, can't grab the wrist. But if you're trying to dislodge a ball, it's my ball. It's in my seat. I love that. And frankly, he deserves to have his number retired, too.
No, stop.
I love it. I love it. And it's about time we started acting like Philadelphia. But don't hurt a guy. Don't ever actually hurt a guy. That's wrong. But want to dislodge a ball? Dislodge
all right, Teak. I know in football, fans can't get quite that close.
No.
But what's your opinion on this?
I mean, no. If it happened in football, he'd get his ass beat.
That's
I'm telling you. But football players don't care. I love that when football players and the guys are streaking on the field, they just go jack them up.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's harder than it used to be, but, I mean, because you don't want to get sued.
Right.
But, no, you don't touch me.
Also, I feel very bad about my take because I think Susan Waldman just stared daggers at me, and I think she hates it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she does. Yeah. It was a disgusting act. Look, I agree it was disgusting. What I'm admitting is that for about 25 minutes, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I admit that. Like, I could not get over the absurdity of it. I couldn't get over the fact that this guy had that face.
Yeah.
Like, his face contributed to it.
Why does everybody think he looks like me?
Because he does.
Yeah.
I got a million tweets. Is that Sean Morris in right field?
Yes.
I have a nice beard. I'm thinner than that man.
I don't know about that.
He has some good seats. I don't know if they're that good.
Yeah. I don't know. I was offended that everybody thought that was me.
It's not that the guy looked like you. It's that reminded us of you.
What?
Like, we could see.
Why did that remind you of Sean?
I don't know.
I don't think it reminded you of Sean.
He just reeked of morashness. Like, it was a very morashian thing. And the fact that you defended him.
Would you have done that?
I wouldn't have grabbed somebody's wrist. No. I wouldn't have done that. But to be fair, if that mitt was there, I'm trying to help my team win.
Yeah.
I think I'd grab the ball. I'd never grab somebody's wrist.
Or just be coordinated enough to actually grab the ball out of the air.
But you can't drop the beer. That's the problem. You got to prioritize.
Okay. Grab it with the other hand.
Yeah. All you've got to do,
be an athlete. Well, come on.
That's asking too much.
It's not asking too much.
Have you seen Sean and Capo Bianco? Now, I know Capo Bianco played that college hockey according to Rob Gronkowski.
He's friends with Gronk. He has to be somewhat of an athlete.
Rob Gronkowski. admitted he went to college with him or something with him, and that he's not surprised by the actions. That basically
he also said he's a fun dude, though.
He's a fun dude. I'm sure he is.
Clearly.
The thing that loses me is that this was a plan. That him and his buddy have been sitting there for a decade waiting for the moment to interfere with a player and knock the ball
away. That's the best kind of Yankee fan. They're saying they want a D up. Let's go.
And look, here's the unfortunate thing for Capobianco. All right? Here's the unfortunate thing. While I'll never forget this, it's a comical side note. Like Steve Bartman, right or wrong, affected the outcome of a World Series, an NLCS. Jeffrey Mayer, right or wrong, affected the outcome of an ALCS and then probably the entire series. This really didn't affect the game.
No.
Like, Gleyber Torres was out. Whatever. No one was arguing. We all knew it was interference. So to me, it's more of like this comical side note than it is something that greatly impacted the World Series. But I'll tell you, man, for 25 minutes at the Great Hall, I was like peeing myself. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen before I realized that the guy was a complete jackass.
Yeah. And half the stadium couldn't see it because I couldn't see it live. It wasn't until you sent me the video.
Well, so that's the other aspect of this.
Show
well, they're not going to replay that in the stadium. So
they can't. No, Teak, you're right. The only way people knew is if, A, they were listening to John and Susan while they were at the game, which people still do, okay? Or they went on their phone and went on social media.
Yeah.
Because the only reason I saw it is because I was in front of the Great Hall. And I am so appreciative. I really am. Like, of all the moments I had last night, being at the Great Hall and hearing Susan and John live describe it while I'm watching it was maybe one of my top 10 favorite moments of 2024.
Yeah, maybe why you should watch the Yankee baseball games and listen to John and Susan.
At the Great Hall.
Wherever you are.
I should just get in the stadium and stand.
In your living room.
You're right.
Wherever you are.
Oh, it was unbelievable. What an unbelievable moment that we all got to witness. Let's go to Jack in Secaucus. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to say thanks for coming to the American Dream. I think it was a week and a half ago. That was a fun time.
Yeah, man. We had a good time out there.
It was. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I'll keep it really short. I just think it's crazy that you guys called the fan interference. I couldn't believe it happened in game one, and then it happened in game two on the Cinco de Five O on Friday, and I was sitting in traffic thinking you guys were crazy, but...
Fans are crazy. I think that's the problem, Jack.
Tommy Lugauer said right before the series... there will be fan interference in this World Series. And not only, Tommy, did we get fan interference, we've had it twice.
What made you think of fan interference, Tommy? I don't even understand why it was in your mind.
Well, the Jeffrey Mayer moment is just ingrained in my brain forever.
Okay,
based
but what
on
made
age.
You think of it now?
Because of what happened with, what was the outfield, the Profar in L.A., so I saw a little taste of it, and I said, you know what? This is a spicy series with everything going on. I bet you something sort of off the field affects the game. That's just where my brain went with it.
Do you think, and I haven't put it up yet because I wanted to wait. I wanted to let people marinate the craziness of last night. If I put out a social media poll that said, is this Capobianco a hero or a jackass?
Hmm.
Do you think it's going to be overwhelming that he's a jackass?
Yeah.
Or do you think there's going to be enough Yankee fans like Sean who are like, look, he beat up and he did what was good for the
team. There was no positive effect for the Yankees. Again, it was an insignificant moment relative to the Yankees winning the game 11-4. So I think most people would just say, it just was a moment that, whatever.
But if the ball had popped out and the ump made a terrible call, then it would have been
right. But there wasn't. There was
right.
He held it for too long. It was an out.
Well, that's why it can never live like Bartman.
Yeah.
Like there's been talk. I've already heard this. Why does Steve Bartman get vilified but not Capobianco? Look, obviously, what this guy did was far worse than Steve Bartman. Steve Bartman was just sitting there with his radio and his scorecard, watching a playoff game, and there's a foul ball at him, and he does what any human, not me, because I would duck, does. He tries to catch it.
Right.
He literally did nothing wrong, but it was the outcome. It was what happened next.
Yeah.
It was the fact that Alex Gonzalez couldn't field a ground ball.
Right.
It was the fact that the Marlins came back. I think what...
And he was probably surprised by it.
He wasn't
even consciously trying to be interruptive.
No.
He just was like, oh, crap, there's a ball right here. Let me grab it.
And by the way, even the same with young Jeffrey Mayer. Like, I think that it was just a natural reaction. Hey, a ball's coming at me. I'm going to try to catch it. So both Mayer and Bartman... get too much crap for basically being a normal human being, which is, hey, a ball's coming at me. What do you want to do? This guy
Said he admitted it. I D'd up.
It's in
I was
seat.
Ready. What does that mean? You're allowed to
he's
knock the glove off?
He's not Sean. Reaching over. I'm not saying you should knock the glove off, but he's not interfering over the field of play. Mookie's interfering
know,
with his field of
not,
play.
Yeah. No, first of all, that's not true. The player has a right to go into the
sure,
stand.
And the fan has a right to get the ball to the seat.
Yes, the fan has a right to try to catch it, not try to knock the ball out of his glove.
Well, not knock.
Potato,
take,
potato.
Take
the ball out of his glove.
Like he was trying to steal it from
he
him.
He was prying his glove open, holding his hand, holding his wrist, and prying the glove open.
Look, I get it. All I know is Capo Bianco today has been made out to be like a motorcycle gang member that pulled over with a bat and, you know, beat up a bartender. That's not what happened.
My issue with this guy, honestly, is what he said after. That made it worse.
Oh,
he said he game planned it. He said,
me and my buddy have been planning this out for 10 years.
Come
That's
on.
My problem.
But you know how this works, Evan. Once you become a little viral camera star and now somebody wants to interview and ask you about it, you're going to give the funniest response possible, hoping you become Hawk too.
That's fine. I'm telling you, if he would have said, look, the ball was coming at me and my instinct was to just help the Yankees. And I'm sorry. I apologize to Mookie. I apologize to the Dodgers. It was instinctive to do anything I can to help my baseball team. I'd probably be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let the guy in. Innocent mistake. Instead, he's like,
D up. We've been planning this thing out. We've been waiting for this moment.
Best defense the Yankees have played all series.
But here's the problem with Sean is ignoring here is, well, shut up. The thing is, this sets a bad precedent, especially if you're going to give this goon the press that he's getting right now, for fans to just do whatever the heck they want. Me and Evan grew up in an era where idiots used to run in a wrestling ring. They got their ass handed to them. Yeah. Tiki alluded to it, the NFL. Mookie Betts had all the right in the world to basically jump in the... And it shouldn't, but that's where you had the malice at the palace. Like, there's a fine line from being, you know, a star here on the internet and doing something where a player now has the right to go into the stands and basically, you know, put a beating on you. So you got to be careful
here. What are you talking about here? He was in his seat, Mookie.
But he couched it by saying, no.
He was ripping at his wrist. Like they were
exactly.
That I agree.
But you can't couch it by saying, you're like, that's like basically saying, well, you were speeding, but if you take away the speeding, I didn't do anything wrong.
Hold on.
You took away what he did wrong and then said, oh, I defend it.
But if you do 85 and a 55, but you really have to go to the bathroom, does it make an excuse?
No. We've all been there. You pull over and you go in someone's backyard.
Right. Exactly.
But you know what, Tommy? I think where it does work on some fans, and what would scare me, and maybe it wouldn't scare you as much, I don't know, is the fact that these guys are not allowed in the building tonight. Like, they're not allowed in.
That's a shame.
That would scare the crap out of me if I'm a season ticket holder where, wait a second, I've been coming all year long, and now for Game 5 of the World Series, where who knows, maybe the Yankees are going to continue this amazing run.
Yeah, but
I'm not allowed in. That would scare the crap out of me.
But here's the thing, and most people aren't thinking about it. Those guys were thinking about doing this. So
right.
The reason, when they got the opportunity, they were prepared to do it. Most people are not prepared to interact with an athlete in the middle of a baseball game.
No, you're right.
So they're not going to – it's just not going to happen.
There are two other questions that the Yankees need to answer. And, Sean, since we're here, maybe you could work up the ladder and ask Randy Levine what the hell's going on.
Okay.
Who gets the tickets? Because apparently they're banned. They're getting a refund. So great job by MLB and the Yankees saying, look, we will give you your money back. You're not out of grand. But where do those tickets go? Because – I don't know about you, Teak.
Up for sale.
Maybe you and I should sit there tonight. Talk to Mookie.
Hey, Mook.
Talk to Juan.
What's up?
I got a few things to say to Juan.
No, you don't.
How do you know what I'm going to say?
It's not going to happen.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Because we don't want Pete Alonso as a consolation.
Stop. I am so curious who gets those tickets now. If those two guys can't sit there, who does get to sit there? Does it go on the...
They'll probably just resell them.
That's it. They're going to be reselling.
Is it? Yeah. By the Yankees?
No, probably by MLB.
Can you ask Randy Levine? I'm sure he's here. He's a nice guy. Just call him Mr. Levine. Mm-hmm. Say, we love the New York Yankees. How are you? By the way, what's going on with those tickets? We're not asking for them.
You just want to know what happened.
I'm just, morbid curiosity, because the truth is, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to be in the Spanish broadcast booth for 9 innings, and I can't wait. So I'd rather be here than there, because here's the other thing, Teak. If that ball gets hit towards me, you know what I do?
What's that?
Duck.
You run.
I duck. Yeah, exactly. Basically.
Well, that's a good question. If me and you were in those seats and that same thing happened, and I wrestled the ball out of Mookie's glove, would you stop me?
No, because if he tried to stop you, that means he's part of you. And so he would have got ejected as well.
Helping Mookie. I'd be with the enemy. Like every Yankee fan would want to beat me up. Why are you helping out the Dodgers? Let's go to Anthony on Long Island. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everybody doing today?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling.
Sorry, brother. So my thing is this, right? They grab his wrists, right? They're like physically trying to hurt him. Now, I think that's a lot of liquid courage, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you, like, Tiki, this is for you. As an athlete, right, let's say that the stands were closer to where you guys were, and you're running down the 40, you're about to score a touchdown, and some maniac from Philadelphia grabs your wrist and tries to rip the ball out of you. What are you going to do? They are lucky. They are lucky that wasn't a guy like Albert Bell that would have punched them both in the jaw and knocked them out.
No,
that's
you're
what
right.
they deserve.
No, I mean, but you're not wrong about that. And I think most athletes, when they're in the field of play, there's just an aggression about you. You just can't help it because you're competing. And so I think if the wall was shorter, Mookie might have actually fought back.
Well,
he just couldn't because his hands are above his head.
He was hanging. He was dangling.
Right.
So I was thinking about this, and I actually completely agree with our last caller, and I'm curious where a Capo – is that his name? Austin Capo Bianco?
Austin
Capo Caco, I think is his name.
Yeah.
Austin Capo Bianco. We'll call him Capo right now. Mm. And I'm curious where you'd fall on this. If Mookie Betts, as he's getting his wrist grabbed, brings him on the field, rips him on the field, and basically says, you know what, you're holding on to me, okay, and rips him over the top rope, if you will.
Right.
And this big, fat Morashian guy backflips onto the warning track, and Mookie's like, hey, what do you want me to do? I would come on Sports Talk Radio and defend Mookie Betts.
Of course.
I would say, look, what the hell do you want him to do? What would you say about Mookie Betts?
I would defend him, too.
You would? Okay.
Yeah. No, again.
So he had a right to defend himself.
Before Mookie, on the
Mookie,
big...
Mookie did nothing wrong.
Right.
Here. And there's almost nothing he could have done wrong in response to this guy.
Again, I'm not... He grabbed his wrist. That can't happen.
So he could have punched him in your mind.
100%.
I agree with you. I actually...
100%.
The more I watch the video over and over again, the more I realize that, and I'm sure there'd be people on both sides, but I'm telling you right now, I would have been a Mookie defender saying, I can't blame him for decking
that
guy in the face.
And I think at that point, it's offsetting penalties. They're both banned from the stadium.
you take that trade-off. I wouldn't. I'd say, look, the guy was defending himself. And here's some more credit to Mookie Betts. And he made a decision. And I think he made a very good decision and a very tough decision. After the game, he took not just the high road. He basically said, I won't talk about it. We lost. Now, Mookie could
have... That's
smart. Very smart. He could have gone to town. He could have said, those bastards could have broken my wrist. Mm-hmm. I hate them.
Yeah, but
him.
Then he would have been talking about all Yankee fans. And so it was better just to not say anything.
Yeah. You know what? In the end, though, bad, good, indifferent. It felt good just to say this. Felt like the old stadium in that moment.
I love the fact that they weren't going to be banned until MLB got involved. Yeah. Basically, I think the Yankees were cool with them showing up for tonight's game.
Fans to care, yes.
Is this money?
Yeah,
but you could sell it.
They want to give a refund?
Yeah, but then all you just resell it to somebody else. It's not like that ticket won't be sold tonight. But we'll try to get to the bottom of that. We'll try to figure out who gets those seats tonight since they've been grabbed away from Capo Bianco. Is he a hero? Is he a villain? We'll get your calls, 888-808-1019. Plus, we have a New York Yankee lineup to digest. We will find out if Sean and us are angry about it or we say, all right, Booney got it right. A lot doing. We're live from Yankee Stadium until 7:25.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cohn. The third time works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cone in 99, 27 up, 27 down. David Cone has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from just an absolutely gorgeous Yankee Stadium. It is beautiful outside. There are like cumulus clouds. I don't actually know if they're cumulus. I'm just going with it.
I think those are cirrus.
Oh, cirrus clouds?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That was going to be my second guess. Either way, it's a beautiful day at Yankee Stadium. It's going to be a beautiful night, and it is Game 5 of the World Series. Aaron Boone has indeed posted his lineup for Game 5. Yesterday, right around this time, we didn't like the lineup he posted. Mainly Alex Rodriguez. I do have A-Rod on my mind because there's a few things about A-Rod I do want to address coming up in a few minutes, including something he said on our very show yesterday, and also A-Rod's being accused of doing something really, really bad, and we will address it coming up at 4 o'clock and find out if the accusations are true. But one thing we didn't like about yesterday's lineup was that Giancarlo Stanton wasn't hitting cleanup. Mm-hmm. He was batting fifth. And you even saw it in the first inning when Jazz Chisholm came up with two on and one out. And I think Tiki wrote it in our text chat immediately. Yep. He's like, wouldn't you like Giancarlo right now?
Yep. Sure would be nice with Soto and Judge on for Giancarlo Stanton to be at the bat with one out.
So we didn't like it. Obviously, it turned out not to backfire completely because the Yankees won the game.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup today features the same thing. That lineup today.
Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
He's going with the same lineup as last night, which means Glaber's leading off, Soto's batting second, Aaron Judge is batting third, and Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm!
Who I'm telling you, I think he's left a country on base so far in the postseason.
Yeah.
And he has one RBI. I mean, it's amazing. He's going to bat cleanup with Giancarlo batting fifth, as you can tell. I vehemently disagree with
it. Well, you know, if it ain't broken, don't fix it, right? And that's how it goes. So, look, is Jazz Chisholm due to get hot? He might have to be my get-hot guy today. Jazz Chisholm might be the one I have to root for and channel some energy towards because Jazz Chisholm, we know he can play, and I don't want to say in critical moments because we haven't really seen him.
Not this postseason.
Well, I mean, any postseason. So we don't know that that's the case. But what I see when I watch him, it's like he's trying to be the hero.
Yeah,
like he's trying to swing out of his shoes.
It feels like he doesn't go up with a plan. It's just
It's like, all right, whatever they give me, I'm gonna swing as hard as I can because I'm playing cleanup right now. And you know, if he connects on one of those, fantastic.
Right,
but in that situation we were talking about last night when Judge and Soto were on, all you need is a hit.
Yeah,
right. Just put the ball in play. You don't need to do anything else.
It is not, to me, a knock necessarily on Jazz Chisholm, who did get on base twice in last night's game,
mm-hmm.
stole a base, hit one off the wall for a single. It's more about Giancarlo to me.
Yeah.
It's the fact that I've got this monster, I've got this beast, and I want him batting cleanup. I want him right behind Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. So it's more about that. Boone has used the kind of Dave Roberts managing, and there's two lefties in the bullpen, and I don't want to make the lanes easy. As I said, even back in the ALCS, I think you're overthinking it. Just put your best hitter cleanup. But to your point, they won yesterday. Boone is not changing the lineup, so it is the same lineup tonight as they take on the Los Angeles Dodgers and Jack Flaherty.
I don't think this is as egregious as yesterday, though I still would have gone back to Stanton behind him. Sneaky part of this series that's been forgotten about now. Stanton's kind of gone quiet since that Game 1 home run. I mean, not everything has looked the same red hot-wise. And if that, you know, hit off the wall yesterday for Jazz is a product of maybe seeing better pitches because Stanton's behind him, I guess I lean. But yesterday I was far more angry about this than I am today.
No, but the reason why you're not as angry is because they won.
Yeah,
like Cheeky said, they won the game. It's so much easier after a win to be like, yeah, run it back. Yeah, I'm good.
And honestly, you could put Grisham and Cabrera out there. Cole's pitching today. We're good.
Look at that confidence. More on Gerrit Cole coming up a little bit later on. And a few things surrounding Alex Rodriguez, including a very dirty accusation against Alex that we will address coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Paul, who's calling from Queens. How are you, Paul?
I'm good. How are you doing, guys?
Excellent. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Long-time listener. First time getting through. Lifelong Yankees fan, as for Tiki. I am also a Jets fan.
Oh, man.
And I'm the same age as Benango, so got a lot of stories we could tell. But the reason I'm calling is, top of the first inning, you got runner on second, and you've got the killer of the Yankees come up to bat, why didn't they walk him?
They didn't walk him
to hit the home run.
I think
is this Bobby Valentine?
You think that sounds like Bobby V?
Yeah.
You're saying our last caller sounds like Kermit the Frog? Is that what you're saying?
It sounded like Bobby Valentine.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe Bobby Valentine is calling in and saying, look, I don't want to publicly rip Aaron Boone, so I'll just do it as a fake caller to WFAN. Wouldn't be the first time
someone's done that. I'm like Rex. I'm not actually lobbying for the job.
That's right. I think that, look, we mentioned this earlier, that Freeman is now so locked in, hitting a home run in every one of these World Series games. He's the first guy ever, by the way, to hit a home run in the first four World Series games, that you have to consider treating him a little bit differently. And while Teoscar Hernandez has hit, I almost look at him and say, I'd rather attack him than go after Freddie Freeman. But I think the thinking that Boone had in the first inning was, I don't want to put more guys on base. I don't want to risk going down 2-0.
Yeah, with a young pitcher. With a young pitcher in particular.
Yeah. But I think that's the thinking behind it. But I do believe, like our last caller, Bobby Valentine, that we have to consider treating Freeman with a little bit more respect for the rest of this series. He's as locked in, Tiki, as you want to see a guy.
I think it was more, what was more impressive, I mean, the home run is the home run. It seems like he's going to do this every single game that he plays, because this not only is these first four, it goes back to his last World Series where he hit two in those last couple of games that he played in. But I was more impressed with the hustle. He's got a jacked up ankle. Like a week ago, when he was limping around like he couldn't walk.
Yep.
And you're worried about, man, this guy's not going to be able to make it through this series. Not that I cared about it, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if you were just looking at it from an outside independent perspective, you didn't think he'd make it through the series. Last night, he hustles. He had a man on third. He hustles down the base, beats out the throw. And I'm like, how the heck did he run like that with a jacked up ankle that he could barely walk on 3 days ago?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
No, well, I mean, he probably got shot. He got shot. You get a tortoise shot, or you get something in it. I mean, there are drugs that make you not feel pain. I'm telling you. So, my point is, he's a tough SOB. Obviously, being a great hitter that we've seen, and that's been the narrative about him, but that was more impressive to me.
I agree, and I thought that was a very important part of this game when Freeman beat out the double play ball in the fifth inning. Now, to the Yankees' credit, you know, Clay Holmes came in and got a huge out, pitched a 1-2-3 inning, and the Yankee bullpen did a great job. But you're right, when Freeman beat out that double play ball in the fifth inning, got reviewed and overturned, that showed a lot. It was also a miscue by Gleyber Torres, because the way he flipped it to Anthony Volpe.
It was too high. He threw it too high. Instead of throwing it in his chest, he threw it so he had to reach, and it made the transfer, whatever, the half a second longer than it needed to be.
Here's the question that I would have to follow up what our last caller suggested and what we've talked about. Gerrit Cole is on the mound. But what Gerrit Cole has also shown you is he's not afraid of four fingers, okay? He's all right with four fingers. If Shohei Ohtani strikes out or pops up in his first at-bat, which he will, because he's clearly compromised and is not the same guy, and the Yankees should attack him. And then Mookie Betts, thinking about Capo Bianco's face on a baseball, rips a double off the wall. And there's a runner on second, one out, top of the first inning. What do you do?
Walk him.
You would walk him? Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you, Sean?
I'd walk him, too.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's even a matter of pride. It's a matter of winning games now. You have no margin of error. The guy's killed you. Have the respect. Bend the knee. That's the end of it.
No, I get it. And it's not just bending the knee. It's saying, hey, look, I'm going to attack Teoscar Hernandez and say I think I have a better chance of getting him out. By the way,
make Teoscar the grouch.
There you go. Just to give you some background, and this will kind of help your point, help all of our points. In the regular season, Freddie Freeman has seen Gerrit Cole for 23 at-bats. Pretty big sample size. Freddie Freeman is 8-for-23 with a home run. That's a .348 batting average and a 1,096 OPS. He has good career numbers against Gerrit Cole, and I do agree that I think the Yankees have to start, you know, treating him with a little bit more respect and saying, we're not going to let you beat us. Let's go to Anthony in Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony? Hello, Anthony. Anthony is
Hi.
No longer up.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I hit the button as you started talking. That's why you can't pause. What do you want from me? You paused a little bit too long, just a tiny bit too long. Tiki's disgusted. I went too quick on poor Anthony, didn't I? You know what? His point was stupid, trust me.
How do you know?
Because I saw what he was going to say.
What was he going to say?
You want me to tell him?
Yes.
Let this be the judge if Tiki thinks this was a stupid point.
Hey, Anthony, welcome to WFAN.
Hey, Tiki, big fan, loved you, man. You got to get to the Hall of Fame,
Thank
bro.
You, appreciate that.
All right, Evan, you suck.
I agree.
Don't you agree that Mendy should give Aaron Boone advice on how to beat up Jack Flaherty. That was his point.
I actually like that point.
You like that point?
I mean, it's not a bad point. I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
You know, that
I think seeing Jack Flaherty for the second time is what allowed the Mets to beat up Jack Flaherty. Not it's nothing that Mindy's going to tell Aaron Boone that is going to be so shocking.
No, it's by the way, you don't call Carlos Mendoza. You call Jeremy Barnes because apparently Jeremy Barnes was getting everybody's ticks and pitches basically after he saw him. That's what led to the Pete Alonso home run against Devin Williams. Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. How you doing, Nick?
What up, Evan, Tiki, Sean? How are you guys doing?
What's up?
What up? Yeah, Evan, I was actually calling to talk to you because I was at the game last night and walked into the Yankees team store and I said, oh, let me buy some World Series merchandise. And I saw that they were selling Shohei Ohtani baseball jerseys.
Yes,
and I wanted to know what your thought on that is. I just want to shout out Dave and Cameron, my nephew and father-in-law on the way to the game. And don't let the Yanks win tonight, all right? Don't let them win tonight.
Yeah, that's some good advice for Dave Roberts and the L.A. Dodgers. Don't let this thing get back to L.A. I think the idea in the middle of the World Series of selling Shohei Ohtani stuff at Yankee Stadium is disgusting.
All right, so I have a real question here. We talk about Major League Baseball taking over everything, the credential process, everything, tickets, media. Do they not also take over the store?
It's a great question.
I'm asking this because I don't know, but I would assume that they would because there is a lot of Japanese media here. Now, I don't know how that translates to fan base-wise because I haven't been in the stadium, so I haven't seen whether or not there's a ton of Dodger / Japanese baseball fans that are here to see Shohei Ohtani in the World Series. I don't know if that's the case.
I didn't notice
but
a
if
lot.
But if it is, doesn't it make economic sense?
My only pushback, because it's a great question, that maybe MLB's involved in it. We saw this during the regular season.
Yes.
And it bothered a few people. Maybe not as much because it's the regular season. It's an event, whatever. Yeah. But they were selling these Ohtani in Japanese jerseys at Yankee Stadium during the regular season. And I have a problem with that, but I think this is worse.
Yeah.
I think it's worse. It's the World Series, man. And what I still haven't figured out was, were the Mets doing this in the NLCS? I didn't notice it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
No, I mean, you would have heard it, especially in the NLCS.
So you're saying the Yankees are doing it, but the Mets didn't?
There's no way that the Mets did it, and we didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time the Mets, again, honored the Dodgers.
Yeah, but don't take a shot at the Mets. You are the guys that are doing it.
I'm going to defend it for a second.
We don't know if the Mets are doing it. The Yankees are doing it. I saw with my own two beautiful eyes.
Did they do it? It's a yes or no question. It already happened, so we should be able to find out whether or not it happened.
This is where Evan uses card subject to change.
Yeah.
If you are looking to make every last dollar and squeeze every last ounce of this season and this postseason out of merchandise sales and run up a tab, I'm cool with it. However, what I'm not going to be cool with is if you nickel and dime and lose out on Juan Soto at the end, then what are we selling Juan Soto jerseys to make every last dime for? So to me, if that's a path to make sure you are as profitable as possible, and that means the fans of the Yankee fans get what they want in the offseason, then I don't have an issue with it.
Bob is calling from Pennsylvania. How are you, Bob?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Good.
Okay, I have a point about the numbnuts fan. Instead of premeditating a mugging, if he had behaved like a normal, legally behaving fan and jumped vertically, he has a 3-foot advantage over Mookie Betts down on the field. He would have reached the baseball first. All he had to do is touch the baseball first. It would have been no catch.
I agree. I mean, think about
that's
it.
A good point.
If he has a half of athletic ability,
gosh,
all you got to do is swat the ball away.
That's a great
and that's
point.
That's it.
This is at the NFL Combine. He's probably 7 beers in on concrete. He's not doing a vertical jump to out-jump Mookie Betts.
He didn't have to.
All you had to do is reach forward. He's already at height.
Yeah.
Have you ever been 300 pounds and reached up? Do you know what happens to your body?
But Sean, he didn't have to reach up. He's already at the height. All he had to do was reach the ball. Like, reach forward, not up. All you had to do is reach forward.
You heard his plan. He tried to D up, all right? He didn't have the plan that I'm going to just reach up.
But our last caller's right. Like, it wasn't going to take much to make sure Mookie didn't catch the ball.
Yes.
The problem is he failed so miserably, he had to swat it away like he's an NFL player.
Well, look, I think all of this criticism is totally fine, and I think on brand. I think what everybody's forgetting is until you are there instinctually in that moment, it's very easy to analyze afterwards.
I'm telling you right now what I would have done. I would have ducked. I'm being perfectly honest about it. You can make fun. No, it's fine. But I'm being honest. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't think you're the only one that would have talked. Scared of balls? Of course.
Nerd alert! It's not about being scared of balls. It's about the fact that I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I had an incident when I was a lot younger where there was a foul ball that was hit towards me. It was actually hit by a minor leaguer by the name of Bernie Williams. You may know him. He's a great musician. Performed at Brooklyn Nets opening night.
Well, how was he?
He was amazing. So he hits a foul ball, and I went for it. And I was only like 9 years old, right? I'm a kid. But I'm going for it. And so many different adults were also trying to go for it.
Uh-huh.
Arms got in my way.
Yeah.
Hands got in my way. Lost the ball, got hit in the head. Now,
wait,
I mean,
the ball hit you in the head?
Ball hit me in the head.
With all of those hands trying to catch a ball, hit you in the head?
That's amazing.
Completely.
How old were you?
I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah, so you're scarred for life. That's what does it to it. It's like if your kids, if people want to throw their kids into like tackle football when they're 7, 8, 9 years old, all it takes is that kid to get hurt one time and he's never playing football again.
Totally. So my attitude after that was, not that I'm afraid of the ball, I'm afraid of you animals. I'm afraid of people that will mug you and fight you and push you to get a foul ball. Oh, no, I've seen it. When at Citi Field, at Chase Stadium back in the day, there's a foul ball. People act like it's gold.
Yeah.
And they want to fight you for it.
My dad beat up a 67-year-old man for a Royce Clayton ball. I'll never forget
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't that show tell you everything?
I showed my dad had toughness and grit.
Did he get the ball?
Oh, he got the ball. He went home, battered, bruised, showed my mom she could care less.
Of course, because it's a foul ball from Royce Clayton.
Did he ever sell it?
Nah, it still sits there, and he tells everybody who comes over to work on anything in the house. Every plumber that's ever been in this house has been told about Royce Clayton.
See, that's the guy, no offense to your dad, because he is a wonderful guy. That's the people I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah.
I don't need more ashes dad tackling me because a ball's coming my way. So when a ball is hit towards me, if I was lucky enough to be in that seat, I would just get out of the way. I'd say, let these jackasses do their thing. I don't want to deal with it. More of your calls coming up live from Yankee Stadium at 888-808-1019. Now, a couple of things about A-Rod we address when we come back. He said something very passionately on our show yesterday that we need to now update. Plus, there's an accusation against A-Rod that we will also try to address. Plus, we'll get you set for tonight's game. A lot to do, Evan and Tiki, live from Yankee Stadium.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.